Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Big year coming for your Houston Rockets, the 2025-2026 season. We're in that month, by the way. It's October 1st.
It's October, brother.
Yeah, I haven't said that yet. It's October 1st, if you didn't know. Yeah. So I will take this opportunity to remind you, go ahead and pay that mortgage, pay that rent. If you haven't,
I forgot it was October because the Astros ain't in the playoffs.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's your typical marker. Yeah. It's like, oh, wow, yeah, we hit that.
Mm-hmm. It's postseason time now.
Yeah, now you just have to wait for the
postseason
leaves.
Baseball. Mm-hmm.
Now all you got is the leaves to turn to tell you. Before you could watch Astros baseball and you would know. Make sure that you get those in before that late fee kicks in. However, also this month is when we see the Houston Rockets get into it and they start that pursuit for the season because, look, that's what it is. I mentioned it a couple of times. Jabari Smith Jr. is like championship. It's got to be the goal when you add Kevin Durant to what you're doing here. But I think that this year is going to be incredibly important, not just for the Rockets as a team, but for one Rocket in particular, John Lopez, 713-572-4610. I believe that Rocket is indeed Tari Eason.
Tari Eason, because, finish your point, because I actually do agree with you. For the most part, I have a question at the end here.
Okay, so there's a number of reasons why, but I think that one that you could start with is it's worth remembering that Tari Eason, we're coming to that time where, just like we were talking about with CJ to some degree, it's like you're needing to make that decision on what the extension looks like. And unlike CJ, where you're in quarterback situation where you know what the next contract is for the most part, it's pretty much standard practice to just continue moving the bar upwards. Tari gets a little difficult to figure out what the number would be and whether or not you actually want to do the number at what I think the argument would have to be. There's some discussions of Josh Giddey being some level of marker for you, having made $25 million per year, I think somewhere around that range. So you look at Josh Giddey, he has his warts as a player, but he's consistent. And then Tari Eason, who has been a very good player, but what's the big issue, John Lopez?
He can't stay healthy, or he can't stay on the court.
So I think that is going to be a big portion of it. And the health also matters in a different way, not just the pay. And I'll get to Zach Lowe, because I think that he had a very interesting thought on this. But also, his importance and role with this team has gotten bigger, just as Jabari Smith Jr.'s has, just as Amen Thompson's rightfully will. I think he moves from being, part of the Terror Twins, but maybe like seventh, eighth man to now, he's bona fide, probably your sixth man, and in a very particular way, he has a skill set that's going to be important with you sizing up really big with all these guys getting all the size. Mm-hmm. When you get to the smaller end, he's one of the guys that, you threw at Steph Curry. That's going to be really important. For him to stay healthy but then also for him to continue to produce on.
Okay, so I totally agree. Now, here's the other kind of twist in it. He can bring, he can shoot, he can defend, we know that. Is he also maybe expendable, because of the contract and the health and the need for whether it's point guard or whatever it is? Because keep this in mind, they're stacked at the wing position. They are absolutely stacked at the wing position.
All right, if you start looking at the wings, and I think that there might be two categories of wings, which is wings that you have here for the long haul and then wings that are probably for this early portion of trying to push towards things. You can separate them how you want to. Clearly, Amen Thompson fits in that, right, with that length and that he brings. Dorian Finney-Smith comes in and jumps in that. Josh Okogie's more of a guard, but he has a little bit of that. Tari Eason, absolutely there. And then you get to places where you start – having to ask questions because of the size. Kevin
Durant.
He counts as a wing?
He's a wing.
Okay. All right. The 7-footer counts as a wing. Jabari Smith Jr., I do wonder how you view him because he is kind of a big, but he's more of a tweener.
Mm-hmm.
And I think oftentimes, especially with his shooting and with maybe more of the emphasis on him supposedly getting better with his dribble,
right,
leans towards being kind of a little bit of a wing in a weird way.
So what's that, five?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it just got me thinking because—
And I feel like I'm missing people, but yeah.
It's just such a big season for the Rockets, and you're stacked at that position. The rotation, he's talked about going real big. He's talked about, they have talked about, you know, just the minutes, the increased roles for Amen Thompson. Obviously, Jabari Smith's going to be crucial. Chari Eason is you say he's a tweener. He is in the rotation. He's so important, but is he expendable for the sake of a point guard or something like along those lines? You know, come to
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
December.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's interesting because maybe, right? Expendable might not be the word that I would use.
You know, but tradable, whatever.
He ends up being probably the best option that you would utilize for that. And so that actually makes the start of the season also interesting because if you do get to that place where the game plan coming out the gate of Amen Thompson and Reed Shepard and obviously allowing Alperin and KD to initiate, if that doesn't quite go to your liking for the first two months of the season, do you then go, we will utilize Tari Eason and maybe some second-round picks to see if we can go acquire somebody that you can get? Because as much as I think I really like what Tari can bring you as a player and obviously as an additional dude to guard some different positions, he does appeal widely.
His contract is appealing.
Yeah.
His game is appealing. Now the question becomes, is Ime willing to part ways with a great defender like that?
I don't know. And I mean, obviously when you were trying to go get KD, he was one of those guys that you didn't want to give up. But obviously I think you didn't need to because of what KD exists as as a player who is really good but also was on a short term contract that you would need to renegotiate and is an older player. I wonder if that's a little bit different if you're looking for a point guard who honestly, if you're trading for them, they might be a little bit more further in your plans going further.
Yeah, when the Van Vliet thing happened, you know, that's what I started thinking about. Like, okay, how are you going to mix this in with Reed Shepard? We don't know. Amen Thompson, we know kind of, but it's a very particular skill set that he has, you know, distributing the ball. You really might just need that more than you think. Come late November, you realize it, you know, and early December. Could he be that? But to your point, your first point, he brings something to this team that just not a lot of guys can do. You know, able to go small if he needs to defensively.
Smaller.
Right?
Like, that's the thing. Smaller. You're still pretty big, but I think I do wonder if that matters because, again, I mean, in any sport, zigging when others zag or trying to find a weakness that you can hit matters. And I know that in Media Day, they talked about, various people talked about how, oh, we can go big, we can go small. That small is relative, and I think that he ends up being one of the hinge points. Maybe you go, all right, well, we feel good about Josh Okogie to do some of those things. Yeah. I think I like Tari Eason a lot, and I want to go back to the contract portion of this because, again, I think that is a baseline. You can see Tari kind of – I don't think he's restless for a contract, but you can see he's restless for the opportunities to do things, as evidenced by him being upset but not being appreciated in the ESPN Top 100. This is Zach Lowe, who, mind you, big Tari Eason fan on his podcast. This is a clip of him – trying to work through whether or not he would be willing to do a Tari Eason extension at this point.
I'm president of the Tari Eason fan club. The guy has magnet hands. The ball just finds his hands. Like, if there's a scrum for the ball, Tari Eason's getting it. The three-pointer's been okay, 34.5% for his career. He's a bully, gets offensive rebounds, defends like all hell, terror twin number two. the whole thing. Has played 79 games combined the last two seasons after 82 as a rookie with some leg injuries. I guess I'm going to flip a coin here and go yes. I'm nervous about it. I'm going to go yes. I just think, again, given the injuries and the fact that the Rockets like him, I can see this coming in low 20s and everyone in the end being okay with that. I'm going to go yes. I don't feel good, Fred. I don't feel good.
He's flipping a coin, dude.
I mean, and that's somebody, and that's why I think that this season is very important, right? Yeah. There's a level of we need you for this team, but there's also a level of you got to prove it. And I don't even think it's proven in so much as the Rockets don't believe it. It's just confirm what we believe.
Yeah, and you know, the shooting matters. You know, that's one of the sticking points. Now, his 3-point shooting, I'll take 34%. You know, from him, no question about it. But his other intangibles are good enough for this team. But he's got to stay on the court. I mean, it's as easy as that.
And also, I think that Tari might actually have some offensive presence in what you're trying to do here.
I totally agree.
In a team that you're trying to figure out what your offense looks like. This is what Tari said himself during media day about what offensive role he expects coming into the season.
I do want a more elevated role, and I think you'll see that with just my improvements in my game. I'm just going to let my game do the talking as far as that.
Yeah. Well, I like the deep voice.
Yeah. It sounded like it almost sounded like he was trying to do an Ime Udoka at the beginning of that.
So I do want a more elevated role, and I think you'll,
that's impressive.
Honestly, listening to the media day, I was like, oh yeah, that's right. I'm going to have to make sure that I turn my volume up really high on everything whenever Ime's talking, cause it's so hard to hear him. But he's expecting an expanded role, and I think that he has to demonstrate the capability of handling that expanded role, first and foremost by being on the court, but then also making sure that that 34%, it's good. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with you doing that.
Yeah,
it needs to tick up, though.
It does.
Give me to 35, 36 so that you are a threat on the court, because I know that he does a great job of like going and rebounding, doing those types of things. The hustle is there. But hustle is great when you're like eighth man, when you're starting to get into sixth man and people are leaning on you a little bit more, especially in big minutes. I want you to be a little more consistent.
I mean, the perfect world. Well, he is. He absolutely is the first man off the bench. He's the sixth man.
Unless it's like Reed coming off the
bench.
Unless
the rotation is funky, you know, and then Shepherd comes off the bench or something like that. It's a very interesting first month and a half of the season for Tari Eason.
100%.
Yeah. Because I think he could be traded if you have problems. As much because of the Van Vliet and the point guard issues as what you know how he fits in it with all these wings.
Yeah. So I think that this is going to be a big year for Tari Eason in particular as he's trying to find what that role is as he continues forward. But then also he becomes a little bit more of somebody that they depend on, a guy that fits in what Ime Udoka wants and what he does, and that continuity that you're trying to bring on into another season. So excited to see what it looks like as we are headed into preseason basketball. I think preseason basketball itself will tell us some things as well before we get to opening night later on this month. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping. There was a lot of wild card baseball. There was also a little bit of interesting player and league battles that happened when it came to basketball, but women's basketball, I want to talk about that more next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.